B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. Jason had been working for a charity that deals with tropical diseases in certain parts of the world for only a few months when he was called into his boss's office. He thought that he must have done something wrong at first because his boss didn't often ask people to come in to chat with him. Turns out he was way off the mark.
You can sit down, Jason. Now, this is beyond the call of duty, what I'm going to ask you to do, but I hope you'll oblige. You can count on me to support your career here if you do this for me, his boss said.
Jason thought he must have missed something because he didn't have a clue what his boss was talking about. He can't have hidden his confusion very well because his boss laughed nervously and began to explain. It turned out his daughter also worked for the charity, and she'd been over in Ghana giving out supplies to a local charity when she'd fallen ill. Jason's boss wasn't allowed to fly because of a heart condition, so he couldn't go to pick her up. He needed someone to go in his place. It wasn't going to be straightforward, though. She was in a small rural hospital far from the airport. He assured Jason that it wasn't an infectious disease. The doctors thought she had malaria, which is only transmitted by mosquitoes, so Jason wouldn't be able to catch it. He'd still have to be careful, though.
You must take malaria medication, so that you're protected at least a little, and make sure to take strong sun cream, rehydration sachets, and a hat, because it can get hotter than the sun over there at this time of year, his boss warned him. You can take a day or two to think it over, but you have to let me know by the end of Friday so we can get on with the plans.
Jason was happy to do it. He figured his daughter must love his boss a lot, and he wanted to help bring her home safely. He had to fly to Ghana the following day, so he headed straight home to pack and get ready. The plane was due to take off at 6 a.m. the next morning, so he'd need to get up very early and probably wouldn't get much sleep tonight. His boss told him he must wait at the airport for one of the charity volunteers to come and meet him and give him a lift to the hospital, as it can be quite dangerous in some areas, so he can't make his own way there.